Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, in the studio, I got CJ and Bubble Boy. Hello, ladies.
What's happening, baby?
I don't know who you're talking to.
Well, you guys. So, you know, we got a full crew here in the studio.
I think I shaved a little too close.
Evidently. But did you shave or wax?
That's my business.
Okay. Then maybe so.
Hey,
all right, so.
Play your cards right. Maybe you'll find out.
Hey, now. All right. So,
I'm just kidding with you.
We also have Jerry the Diver Guy on via the web. Jerry, what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, you're a little under the weather, I hear. Is that the deal there, Jerry, or what? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've been run over by a semi-truck.
Well, what happened? I mean, you're in the mountains of Virginia this weekend. I mean, is it... are you not buried in snow like an igloo right now and preserved?
No, we have warm weather on the way.
You have warm weather and you're sick. What's up with that?
Oh, yeah. It's living in the mountains. That's part of it.
Well, isn't that what that spring water is for? I mean, I thought where's your medicine?
We've been nursing it with that.
Okay, all right. So we'll see if he makes it through the show today. But Jared the Diver Guy, slightly under the weather. But probably will get by with spring water.
I might need some medicine, too. I'm starting to feel a little tickle.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You know what? And now that you mentioned
it. Started.
Zika. Is that how it is?
Yeah.
It could be. Bubble Boy has spoken.
I think...
Greg, you have brought Zika back on us from the Cuba trip.
No, I have not brought Zika back.
I think
back
the Cuban
Cuba.
Rum would be just the thing.
You know what? It might. You know, because we don't have access to the spring water that Jerry the Diver Guy has there in the mountains of Virginia. So we'll have to make do. With some of that Cuban
preventative
rum.
Measures.
Okay, fair enough.
I think that would fair be enough. The wisest course of action.
I would agree with you on that. Now, you know, Vinny Two Tanks is scheduled to join us today. We'll see if he shows up, but he might be dragging a little bit today, too, because he just got back from the Philippines and was going to give us a dive report on how things went out in that neck of the woods. So that is coming up. Also, our friends from Reef Safe Sunscreen are going to join us. Because they just completed some new research on the ReefSafe products, and it's very impressive stuff. So Dan is going to join us from Tropical Seas to talk about that a little bit later on. And then big news, there are big diving news this week on several fronts. I don't know if you guys saw this, but a diver was sucked into a pipe down in South Florida. Did you hear about this?
No.
No.
We're going to talk about that because he's suing Florida Power and Light.
I hope it wasn't a sewage pipe.
It wasn't a sewage pipe. It was a power plant thing. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. And if that weren't enough, I have booked my airfare to the Maldives. I finally pulled the trigger on that. Now, I'd been talking about flying through Hong Kong to get to the Maldives on this trip. Because literally from Orlando, Florida, where we're based out of, to go to the Maldives, you're literally going halfway around the world. And what I do when I do a trip like that, I make it an adventure. And you stop off at your layover and maybe check in, extended the trip, in some new place on the planet that I haven't been. This will be my third trip when we go for our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Adventures in August. And by the way, there are a few spots left. 1-800-322-3577. To book it. But I went through London and had a great little stay in London on the layover and just break up the trip a little bit. And then, let's see, I went through Dubai last year and Sri Lanka and did that on my last time I was there. This time, I was planning to go through Hong Kong, like I said, and I thought that was going to be the route. But then all of a sudden, Singapore Air ran a special on their airfare out of L.A. So even going from Florida to go to L.A. and then fly to the Maldives was way cheaper than I could have ever imagined. So they're running a really great airfare special right now. So I booked it, and instead of Hong Kong, I'm going through Tokyo.
Oh, cool.
Tokyo.
That is supposed to be awesome.
Say hi to Godzilla for me.
Tokyo.
Yeah.
I hear
Tokyo. Well, what do you think I'm bringing back as a souvenir there, Bubble Boy?
Godzilla.
Small doll?
No, Godzilla.
I'd like a Godzilla doll?
Oh, no, the Hello Kitty doll.
There you go.
Yeah, maybe that.
Sailor Moon?
Yeah. Maybe
hipster,
one of those.
Hipster douche.
Yeah, it could be one of those. But, yeah, we have we have some fun things planned for Japan. So Tokyo, Japan will be on a layover instead of Hong Kong. So, you know, I got to give a little shout out to my buddy here. Gosh, I had it. Rich, I believe. Yeah, Rich was listening a few weeks ago, and he emailed me, heard us talking about that way, you know, we were going to stop off at Hong Kong. He's a dive instructor, listens to the show. Appreciate it, Rich. He said, come on out to Hong Kong. I'll take you around, show you what we have here if you want to do some dive in the works. And it's kind of cool around here, and I really was ready to take him up on the offer, but now we're not going unless we decide to go back to Hong Kong for a special trip just to go see Rich. So it's possible.
I'm sure you'll get there at some point.
Yes. So, you know, now we need somebody in Tokyo. So if you listen to the show in Tokyo and want to show us what they have to dive with, or I don't know, they eat everything there.
Are they the ones that do the shark finning?
You know, they
may.
I don't know.
No,
maybe you can get them to stop.
I'm not sure if that's the case or not, but they eat everything. I mean, they eat all kinds of crazy.
You're going to be worshipped like a god there because you were in Sharknado 3.
Well.
Ooh, yeah.
And they love Western culture.
Well, I mean, don't they hear?
Well, not like there.
No. Okay.
No. You'll be...
It'll be a different level.
It'll be huge.
Of celebrity
it'll
is what
huge.
You're saying.
It'll be
huge.
You're going to be...
Dressed like Elvis.
Okay. So says Bubble Boy. All right. Well, we'll see.
Good tip.
But yeah, Tokyo, Japan will be my layover to the Maldives. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Get some sushi. Get some fresh sushi.
Yeah. And, you know, we have some people that are going to be on the cruise. And
Saki.
Gave them the heads up on what was... what was happening with that as well. So they may extend their trip and join us for that little leg.
Blowfish.
And in Japan as well. And so, you know, but here's the thing. There are some spots left on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise to join us. And now that's what you do. So we're going to go on the Carpi Nova live aboard for a week. And now you can add this little run over to Tokyo on the front or back side of the trip or both. Actually, I go through Singapore as well. I'll stay in Singapore for a day on one of the layovers, so I'll get a little tiny little taste of what Singapore is like, which is, you know, a fun little adventure. So you break
Singapore
up the travel.
Singapore is in the Netherlands.
Okay, if you say so.
Is that where? Is that right?
Just don't take Malaysian Airlines, Craig.
Why?
I don't have a map.
Well, I get points on Malaysian Air. Double points.
Yeah, so did Amelia Earhart.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I'm just saying that if you want to book the trip, you know, that's how you have to look at a liveaboard trip that's literally halfway around the world. You break it up and, you know, add a little stop in Tokyo or Hong Kong or, you know, London or whatever. And next thing you know, you got a 2-week adventure that is just, you know, a life changing event. Type of thing. So it's something to mark off the list. So I can't wait. It'll
and
be great.
And then also you can really brag about it. Next time you go to one of these Japanese steakhouses.
True.
You go, well, this is okay, but I've been to Japan.
Yeah, that's not Kobe beef.
This is okay. You know, I've actually had the real thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually, you know, where they made this sushi, I was there.
Yeah.
As I say that to the sushi cutter. Yeah, guy.
Or what, sushi cutter guy.
Is that the... What is he? He's a sushi chef? Sous chef? No,
sous chef is a sausage.
Yeah, so what is he?
I don't know.
Just someone who likes to cut
hibachi.
Up no, that's wrong. See, we would be terrible. Good thing I'm not taking you guys.
Oh, come on, Greg.
Do not say the word Nagasaki or Hiroshima.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. And by accident, now that I've planted that subliminally.
They'll go, excuse me, Mr. Hood, would you like some sake? Nagasaki. Well, I mean, no, I don't want any sake.
Pearl Harbor.
You sucky.
Pearl Harbor.
Okay, well, whatever. You guys aren't going.
Kamikaze.
There are some other news tidbits. NOAA. Now, this is big because I actually pulled some strings and contacted some folks at NOAA that have just released an audio tape from a microphone that they submerged in the Marianas Trench.
I heard about this.
Over 7 miles deep. And you may have seen this online or heard the audio online. They have actually lent us the microphone.
I was going to say, what microphone can withstand that kind of pressure?
Well, it's made out of ceramic pottery or
That's
something.
Awesome.
I don't know what the heck. But it's, you know, it can withstand the pressure of these extreme depths. And we're going to tune in to this mic coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We got all kinds of sharks in Australia, Trent said, as we got sharks from the hospital, grainers. We got carpenter sharks, hammerheads, sharks that work for the council, shovel nose. We got sharks that rip you off for your drugs. No, they're fish, stonefish. We got fish that fill you up, gropers. We got them all. We got pudding in your vagina fish, box jellyfish.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so we have a microphone that we've worked out with our friends from NOAA to actually tap into a live feed. You may have seen this online where they actually got a recording from 7 miles deep down there in the Marianas Trench. We're going to connect to that here in just a bit. This has been a technical marvel to even approach this live on the radio, but we hope to make that happen within the next few minutes, so stand by for that. However, before we do that, We got a call from our friends in the Bahamas. You may have caught this as well. There was actually a couple world record attempts made over in the Bahamas this week for the longest shark dive for a man and woman. We have one of them, I believe, on the line right now. Al, are you with me? Come in, Al.
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome. Now, Al is short for, I don't even want to attempt your name, Al. Okay, so I'll let you say it. Do you want to say it?
No,
yeah, what is it?
I'm Alhaz Altiki, and I was a team leader for the team Reem, which is Reem and Alaydan and Mubarak Abu Hamid, which are the two divers that actually broke the two records for the longest shark.
Exactly. Yeah. And now you're the one who runs the dive operation in Kuwait. Am I right? Or do I got that mixed up?
Yes. I'm the CEO of Raid Middle East.
Yeah, excellent. Now, so he was like the support team for the two folks. And we covered this, back at the DEMA show. We were at the press release or press party or event where they announced this world record attempt. You did it this week. I guess it wrapped up on Thursday from what I read. And so she now has the record for the longest shark dive and him for the longest shark dive, man and woman. Is that right? Is that how it went down there, Al, or what?
That's correct. The longest shark dive for a male is 7 hours and 26 minutes, broken by Mubarak Abu Hamid, or set by Mubarak Abu Hamid. And the longest shark dive for a female is set by Reem Al-Haydan, which is at 4 hours, 30 minutes.
Wow. Okay, so you did this with Stewart Cove Dive Bahamas in Nassau, and they had a live feed going online and all that thing. What you were down there underwater with them, just what, keeping the sharks at bay and making sure they were safe and providing support, or what, Al? What were you doing?
I was doing everything. I was on the boat talking to them, arranging for things. I was coordinating a lot of the work that they were doing with the help of Mark McCroom, who's the Dive Raid training director, who's here with us, but he's not with me at the moment. And Stuart Cole facilitated pretty much from support divers to the tanks, to the live feed, to the broadcasting. They were really, really great with that, and they supplied the sharks.
kept them wrangled up for you. That's a pretty long shark dive for the sharks as well as for the divers, I guess. They got to keep them, interested, right?
Pretty much. So we got back and forth, keeping the sharks around so that they can have sharks.
He's in a racquetball court.
Is that what that is? I think that's. I thought I heard dogs barking.
Who's winning?
our phone connection's acting a little weird there, Al. You have to forgive us. It's just Bahamian phone lines. You know what I mean? Yeah. But what about, what was the biggest challenge overall for pulling this event off, you think? From your perspective, Al, what do you think? Yeah?
Well, the challenge is the psychical stress that the divers went through. This was something that they fought through a lot, going through it, because they were also trying to attempt the longest, the Guinness World Record for the longest dive underwater, but that went through some technical difficulties, so we're reattempting that in September.
Ah, okay.
With Stewart Cove, so we came here to break four records, and we broke two out of four.
Very good.
So hopefully we'll come back and in September and break the other two.
All right, excellent. Well, it sounds like a good reason to go back to the Bahamas, for sure. And we appreciate the update. Congratulations. Please send our congratulations to your two friends there that pulled this off. Great work. And I know she in particular was trying to draw attention to women's rights in that part of the world, Kuwait and that kind of thing. It was great work. And if you want to get more information, all they have to do is go to stuartcove.com/teamreem. Yeah, and they can get all the links for her and all that kind of good stuff, right?
We also thank a couple of the sponsors that we had.
Sure.
We had waterproof suits. They were generous to supply us with their D1 hybrid dry suits. They're like state-of-the-art dry suits for this event.
Nice, okay.
And Sandyport Resorts they were really nice enough to supply us with the with four rooms for the whole for the team members for us to relax. So there was a lot of sleepless nights while we were out there. We were out there for three nights on the Miss Donna.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And, okay.
Yeah, we'd like to thank Dan for providing us with medical advisory during this whole operation. We'd like to thank Raid as well for supporting us. Raid International from Australia, they sent their training director to overlook the training of our divers and make sure they're safe throughout the whole event.
Absolutely. Well, great. Well, Al, no worries. I'm glad they were able to help you, and you got our support as well, and great work for pulling that off. And look forward to hearing more about it in September when you guys come back. Maybe we can join you. How about that?
Yeah, why not? Why not? There's live feeds, and you can even talk to them because we got a hydrophone down there, and they're listening to music, and we kept talking to them, and they've got comms that come back up to the boat as well. They've got full Facebook comms, so. It was pretty good setup, you know, like really like thank you, Stuart, for doing that. You know, it was easy to communicate. We didn't have to do a lot of guesswork. It was actually just like just talking to them and making sure what's going on and if there was a problem so that we'd sort it out straight away.
Absolutely. All right. Well, good stuff. And once again, StuartCove.com/Team Marine. You can get all the information on their records that they just set. Longest shark dive for a man. And longest shark dive for a woman. And then they're going to come back and just go for longest dive period in September. All right, we got more information on some other records that are going to be attempted from the diving community. But this microphone in the Marianas Trench, we have connected to it. We'll share some groundbreaking stuff next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is exciting, you know, not just the fact that we, you know, spoke with Al there in the Bahamas about breaking a record this week with the longest shark dive for a man and a woman, but we have technically, we're going to attempt something today on the show that I don't believe it's been done anywhere in the world on radio, let alone TV or whatever. I mean, the big news online this week, and it really didn't get covered in the mainstream media. This is kind of a diving thing that I think divers can appreciate more than most folks. But NOAA has released some audio recordings from a microphone that they had submerged into the Marianas Trench.
That's the National Oceanic
Atmospheric Administration.
Okay, we'll go with that, Bubble Boy. But regardless, this has never been done before where they sent the microphone down there and recorded this stuff.
Now, is this wireless?
Found out it was very noisy down there.
Is this wireless or is it a super long cable?
Well, what we have is been tethered. They actually had to have it tethered down there for us, and they have given us access to this to broadcast it live on the radio.
So this
today.
Isn't recorded. This is like...
This is a live feed from the microphone that is submerged to the deepest place on the planet. Now the audio that came out this week that they released to the world showed that it's actually very noisy down there in the Marianas Trench.
Earthquakes, right?
Like earthquakes, whales, dolphins, even boats can be heard, like propellers and things like that. And you can find all this stuff, you know, you just Google it, microphone, deep water microphone or something like that. But, you know, I pulled some strings and I said, let's try this. Let's see what we get. You know, there could be a chance we won't get anything. But, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll pick up some kind of lost alien civilization or something. I don't know.
Is this now, because does this go two ways? Can we talk back to them?
No, this is purely a microphone. We're just going to try to tune it in. There is some, you know, tricks to making this work technically because we are going wireless to connect, you know, to the microphone out there with, you know, the tether to the boat. So we're going to do that next. I'm telling you, this is like a world exclusive. right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. No other place has ever done it, and I think there's no other place that's more appropriate to do such a thing.
That's nervous.
Next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
My name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to go down. Every time I want to get down, get down, get down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master along with Bubble Boy and CJ here in the studio. Jerry the Diver Guy on via the web. Now, this is a world exclusive, and I'm still kind of shocked we were able to pull this off.
Dude, you should get some press out of this.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I mean, it depends if anything happens. I mean, I don't know if this is going to work. I mean, basically, you know, once again, Noah has sunk a microphone down to the bottom, to the deepest part in the world, in the Marianas Trench.
And who better to play that than Scuba Radio?
Well, to broadcast it live. This has never been there's never been a live broadcast of something like this before. They released some audio that they recorded earlier this week or last week or so, and you can check that stuff out. Just Google it, and you can find those audios pop up on YouTube or whatever.
Do you have any guesses as to what we might hear at all?
You know, they've caught whales, boat propeller sounds, earthquakes, rumblings, things like that.
This is how deep? 7 miles?
Over 7 miles deep. Yeah,
I think Mariana it's got to be mostly whale farts.
Well, it could be. I don't know. Maybe that's what we'll catch. But I don't know. Bubble Boy's been working with me to work the wires. We've had to go wireless here, so we kind of have to tune this thing in. Let's try to let me bring the thing over here. Let's see. Okay. It's kind of noisy. You got to tune this in a little bit. It's kind of old school here.
He is always cool. He is always nice. He's got crabs, but no sea lice. He is Harry Clam. He is Harry Clam.
Wow, Mr. Blowfish. I can't believe I have my very own cartoon on Nickelodeon, The Harry Clam Show.
Yes. Think of all the seamen we'll attract.
If there's one thing Harry Clam loves, it's seamen.
Let's celebrate by swallowing a bonefish.
I prefer crabs.
Harry Clam, you always have crabs.
He is Harry Clam. He is Harry Clam.
Uh-oh, we're losing it. We're losing the connection.
Was that it?
I'm not sure what happened.
What the hell was that?
Let's just kill that.
What the hell was that?
That's that radio station from the lost city of Atlantis.
You know what?
Harry Clam.
We've always wanted to know where Atlantis was. Maybe we just found it.
And, wow.
I was supposed to apologize in advance for that, wasn't I?
Yeah, you know, you apologize a lot.
That's true.
I think just one blanket apology from here on out will cover everything.
I think the disclaimer at the beginning of the show. Yeah. Anyway, so there you go.
Wow. I don't even know what to say.
I don't know. You like that, Jerry, though? Was that what you expected from our crew?
That was some Punami sales, I'll tell you that.
You think
that
so?
That must have been from the 80s.
Oh, brother. Okay. Well, look, we have to amuse ourselves somehow, right?
What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's talk about
Greg.
Other things. What?
How dare you?
That was not NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. That was Greg's friend, NOAA, Joey of the Month Club.
Yeah, that could be. That could be that person, yes. All right, so, you know, we're talking about world record attempts for divers. The two divers broke the record for the longest shark dive there in the Bahamas this week. Now, there's another group that my buddy Suzanne from Canada emailed me about these folks in San Diego at Power Scuba. You know, they kind of have like a dive club website thing, and if you go to... Well, I guess if you just look up Power Scuba in Southern California, I think it's San Diego. I'm sure you can find these guys. But they are trying to organize a bunch of divers to get them together to break the world record for the longest unbroken diver chain. Now, I didn't know this was a record that had already been established, but evidently it has been. It's like 173 divers is the current record from what they've done the research on, according to the Guinness Book of World Records and the research that this group has done. So it's like, you know, going underwater and forming, you know, hands across America or hands across the ocean floor.
Greg, is it like the human centipede but underwater?
No, no, it's
that's
not like
disgusting.
That.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's
how dare
that
you?
Would be wrong. And but supposedly 173 divers have done this in the past. And
mudslide.
These Southern California divers want to organize a bunch of divers, get them together, and you know, try to go over 200 divers and get in the Guinness Book of World Records. Now the question is why, or you know, or is it just a fun thing? I mean, would you guys want to participate in something like that? Would you, CJ? What
do
you
I mean? Actually did do something like this.
You did? What do you mean?
A number of years ago.
What, you lost a bet or something?
No,
or,
it was I mean? Was part of Guinness record for the largest number of dudes chain smoking.
Really? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, and did you make it?
Yeah.
You actually?
You can look it up.
How many people was it?
I forget. I wasn't really paying attention.
Okay. Did you get a shirt or?
No, we got free cigarettes, though.
Oh, okay. Well, you got that.
I mean, kids don't smoke. Stay in school.
Yeah.
He got that lung cancer shirt.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. no. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't. I mean, this was, you know, back when it was cool to smoke.
Back when it was cool.
When
now,
you were super cool.
Now, not so much.
Now it's
so
not cool.
This would be something that you could actually, you know, participate in.
No matter how
much
Greg
about.
Tries to glamorize it by bringing back Cuban cigars, but it's not it's not cool, Greg.
Okay.
Stop it.
All right, then give me that cigar back. You can't have it.
Well,
I'll take his.
Yeah, know. Okay.
Maybe all just right. this one.
Well, there you go. So if you want to participate, just look up, you know, Power Scuba in Southern California. And once again, it's like a group, like a dive club, bunch of divers. They're not affiliated with anybody from what I can tell. But I think it's kind of cool. I mean, those are the kind of fun things that a dive club can get together and do and accomplish as a group. And to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for something like that, why not? You know, we're going to talk to an expert in that regard here momentarily, and that'd be the dive god who has four of those puppies.
That's cool.
Four world records.
Greg, I think it's time for you to get you one. First underwater broadcast from Scuba Radio.
First underwater? Well, actually, that's been done before. We've done that.
You did
already.
That in the hot tub, right?
We did it in a hot tub. Actually,
time machine.
I think, actually, we might be the first radio show to ever do a broadcast
I've
from
got the chain
underwater
smoking
in
one.
A
yeah,
hot tub.
Yeah, you need that.
Yeah. But as far as just doing it underwater, we've done it from the living seas at Epcot. We've done
how about
broadcast
longest
before.
Underwater dive with a live cobra?
Well, it would be better as a sea snake, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
a
I didn't really
cobra,
think, I didn't really think
that would
out.
Be inhumane.
You can't do moray eel because Captain Slate's already done that.
Well, true. Yeah, and you know a cobra would drown, I think, wouldn't it?
Not if you build it a little helmet.
Okay. All right. Well, we could look into doing that. See, that's why I have CJ and Bubble Boy here in the studio.
Come on, man. Think.
I don't know why. Actually, I'm starting to question that. But regardless, I think it's fun whenever you get a bunch of divers together. But you know, and try to do an activity like break a record. But the Dive God has four of these. He has four world records. And do you remember what they are, CJ?
All right, let me try. One of them is longest underwater dive on oxygen.
No.
Like distance.
Yeah, longest
distance,
scuba dive.
Distance. Not time, distance.
Correct.
Okay,
66 miles on scuba.
The other one is deepest dive on air.
Correct, yeah.
The other one has something to do with karate.
Well, okay. Well, third one, if you want to go, he has an airplane record to fly, you know, like a quadcopter.
Is that the gyrocopter he flew to
yeah.
Bimini?
Yes.
Yeah, that was cool.
And then almost got arrested when he landed because he hadn't told him he was coming. And the authorities like, hey, what's going on? And they almost threw him in jail when he landed. And he didn't really know how to fly the thing. That's what was kind of interesting.
So what was the record with the gyrocopter?
It was from flying from Florida to the Bahamas in a gyrocopter. that he really didn't know how to fly. And then the fourth one was a karate. He broke the most amount of bricks with his forehead while they were on fire.
That's awesome.
I believe that's first
even
record.
Than the Cobra thing.
Well, I think that's the first record he did because that kind of knocked him silly, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I'll do all these other ones that are." You know,
why are we just hearing about this now, Craig?
What do you mean?
We've talked about never heard about the brick ago. The brick thing. I have a fire pit in my backyard I need to demolish. I'm gonna have Neil come over.
Well, okay, we'll get him on the line and talk about this, and maybe he'll have some other ideas. I haven't asked him the one question, like after doing these four world records, and you hear other people do this, whether it's along a shark dive or, you know, doing Hands Across America underwater as a scuba diver with 200 other friends, you know, if he's had any aspirations to, you know, try to go for another world record. Maybe that's what we need to discuss with the dive god. Or maybe he'll give you a suggestion for Bubble Boy and CJ and Jerry the Diver Guy.
There's already one where the guy ties like two cinder blocks to his genitals.
And who?
So that's out.
That's out.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Will you stop? The fun of a place like this is getting germs on your elbows.
I don't understand why anyone would want to come to a dive like this.
You say dive like it's a bad word. Look around, people are having fun. It's a dive breed. Dive in.
It's a skin dive.
That's what it feels like when you come up for air. Oh, when you come up for air, you feel brand new when you come up for air. When you come up for air, that's what it feels like when you come up for air. Oh, when you come up for air, you feel brand new when you come up for air. When you come up for air.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy and CJ, Jared the Diver Guy in the mountains of Virginia, slightly under the weather. And now, the Dive God on the phone, who has four world records as we speak, and maybe more to come. I don't know. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great. You know, 2 weeks ago, we're in Cuba.
last week I'm in Chicago. By the way, the only two things that those two places have anything to do with each other, they both start with a C.
Okay. Understood.
Well, this is happening.
Yeah, definitely cold. There's no question about that. But, you know, I got to tell you, Neil, we may have blazed the trail for the Rolling Stones, because it was announced this week or last few weeks the Stones are going to play Havana at the end of the March.
You know, I was just thinking, you know, call me crazy, but I can't believe it's just a coincidence that we go down to Cuba, we do a scuba radio show down there, and then suddenly the Stones are jumping all over it. I'm sure they caught the show and said, "Hey, man, we got to do this."
Yeah.
And then Obama jumps on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, so he's going down, and then Kerry cancels the trip, and then he decides to go with Obama, and then the Tampa baseball team decides that they want to go down and play baseball. This has all happened since we did the show.
Yes. We are trailblazers. I don't know if we broke a record, but we broke something maybe, or I don't know. Blaze the trail for the rest of them. So we'll see where that unfolds. We're working on our plans to do another little adventure down there, and we'll tell you about it when the time is right, but hopefully that'll be in the next week or two. But Neil, we've been talking about these world records that they they get the longest shark dive for a man and a woman and the Bahamas this week, and I was talking to Bubble Boy CJ and Jerry the Diver Guy about your world records. You know, you got four of these, and we were just talking about that. Have you ever been inspired by any of this stuff to think, well, you know, maybe there's another world record, diver record, that I ought to go see if I could, set? Are you done with doing all the world record stuff? What do you think?
You know, I think I'm done with the records. I mean, I got tired of breaking records and then nobody breaking them, so, you know.
Well, true. That's right.
You know, my distance record still stands, you know, mm-hmm. 66 miles underwater nonstop without surfacing in 19 and a half hours. That still stands. The depth record, as far as I know, still stands, 437 feet on air.
Right. Well, the depth record...
Don't forget just the diving. I've got the gyrocopter record, the distance duration over water.
Right.
I have
talking
a couple
about that.
Of karate records, but I'm almost embarrassed to talk about this.
Well, that's the one that I tell everybody you did first, which led to the other three, because it kind
correct.
Of
correct.
Knocked
that,
you silly.
I set 10 inches of concrete on fire and broke it from my head.
You know, but you're right.
Which brings up records. You know, there's anybody can break a record.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can break a record by taking a hammer and beating yourself in the head more times than anybody else.
But it's not
necessarily
do we have
anything
a taker?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's true, but your record, especially when it comes to diving, you know, the deep air record, several people died trying to attempt it, and they quit recognizing it because it was too dangerous. But the one...
Right. It was over a dozen, actually.
Well, it was crazy, yeah. I mean, it was just because, yeah. You know...
And you know what? They should have taken it out of the book. I did this record, almost 40 years ago. It was in the infancy of diving. I was working with the Navy on Narcosis. And I mean, to try to break this record now, number one, you're looking at probably a 1 in 10 chance of surviving.
Right.
And you'd probably just be criticized for breaking the record. So, you know, I don't encourage deep air diving. I do it, but I don't encourage it.
Yeah, it's way beyond any kind of realistic limits that we've learned over the years. And Neil is a freak of nature, and that's why he basically was able to set it and survive and that kind of thing. However, the distance record, 66 miles on scuba underwater, still stands to this day. People have tried to break that. They have not accomplished it. But I think you've protected it kind of by default on your own with the stories you tell about that particular attempt when it comes to the issue of shrinkage. I think that has protected your record. You hear what I'm saying?
That, you know, a girl may try it. I don't think a guy will just for that reason.
Good point. I didn't think about that, but you'd still have the, you know, the male record, even if a woman wanted to attempt such a thing. But, yeah. After 66 miles.
Actually, some guys did try that. 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think they got like 5 miles. I mean, I think they just said, I think I'm going to break Watson's record. They went out and jumped in the water and started swimming. There was no preparation, no press, the logistics of that record is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Huge. Well, like I said, the shrinkage story. You know, after 66 miles underwater, and when he gets up out of the water, I can rattle this story off. I've heard it. It's so good. And it's just like your wife at the time looked down there and she said, "Wow, if that's permanent, I'm out of here." And you know,
it was pretty scary.
And that's how you protect your world record with stories like that. The truth. Go figure. What's up with that? I don't know. See, that's how you protect your world records with good stories and things like that. Or are you just a super diver like the dive god, Neil Watson? All right, look, we got hour two on deck. A lot more stuff to cover. Great stories, including the diver got stuck in a pipe. We're talking about that coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.